We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
The 9,500 different versions. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show. Summing up what went down. In Seattle, on the internet, and for the nerds, every weekday morning. There we go. And by every, I mean some weekday mornings. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End, Alt 94.7 in Sacramento, and 94.7 FM in Portland. Sorry! I missed this morning and then had PTSD from a former programmer, program director yelling at me, but evidently Seattle, Portland, New York City have all been redesignated as some sort of anarchist zones in America. Seattle anarchist jurisdiction. The Department of Justice, definitely a nonpartisan, no, that's a lie, has said that Seattle is one of the anarchist jurisdictions that could lose federal funding. Let's see here. According to TheGuardian.com, the U.S. Department of Justice on Monday designated three cities as anarchist jurisdictions where it says elected officials have allowed property destruction and violence during protests over racism and police brutality. The move is an explicitly political gambit, part of the Trump administration's law and order re-election push, and seeking to withdraw federal funding from three cities, the DOJ is likely to be stymied in the courts. You think that this would be politics? Oh my God. That Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice, died, and within like an hour, the head of the the majority leader of the Senate was like, yeah, we're replacing. I'd just like to point out that when children are murdered in schools and people say, like, it's time for gun control laws, that same group of people rather get together and say, too soon, we gotta wait a minute for this to happen. It was like literally within an hour he started talking about what's next after somebody died. Amazing. But hey, you do you, everybody. All right. Sorry, I'm just incensed. Things aren't going right on the technology end for me. Then this nonsense is happening that I have just visions of somebody yelling at me for not covering a news story correctly. At least I got karate coming up. All right, here's more news. I'm not sure which it is because I've done 55 takes of the news today, but here's some.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today, coronavirus, 300 plus new cases confirmed in Washington State, 600 the day before. Keep those masks on so we can get this crap out of here. There's been a murder at the Emmys because Schitt's Creek killed it. They swept the comedy category, winning it all. A first. Writing, directing, all the acting. The Quirky Canadian series picked up 9 awards in total, and I couldn't be happier. After Pier 58 fell into the Sound last week, yikes, that giant fountain's crazy, Pier 57 has had to close. That means a bunch of businesses in the area are in trouble because they can't be open. And that the Great Wheel is also, well, I was going to say up in the air, but that's literally all the time. Seahawks made a huge stand on the goal line yesterday, keeping New England out of the end zone and getting the big last-second win. Also set up a big question. Is Russell Wilson the best quarterback in the NFL? 5 touchdowns, killer performance for the second week in a row? And finally, I love this. An Oregon woman saved her goats from the Riverside fire down there by stuffing them in the back of her Subaru and driving them out of harm's way. She's a goat cheese producer and has 85 animals in total, loaded them into both a trailer and stuffed them into the hatchback, got them out to safety.
You just got news.
Isn't that nice? Okay. So, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to run a version of Nerd Talk here in a minute, but I don't remember which one it has. Oh, this is cool. The sun has entered a new solar cycle, say people who study such things. That sounds bad. So what happens is about every dozen years, it's 11 specifically, Earth years, that is, the sun starts a new cycle.
and not a news cycle, a new cycle. And that means that at the beginning, for the first half of it, I guess that's how we measure it. We decided arbitrarily from there. The first half is an increased amount of solar weather, space weather in our solar system. Bad for astronauts in space, bad for telecommunications here on Earth. It means that for the next several years, we'll have more anomalies like that. I think back to about 5 years ago when we were experiencing some of that from solar flares and other things. Well, it's about to start back up again. Now, the weather forecasters for the sun, that's a thing, I guess. Evidently, I think it was The Independent where I got this information. Yeah, The Independent. Evidently, the forecasters think it's going to be a more mild solar cycle, dubbed Solar Cycle 25. Does that mean we've been studying it for 300 years-ish? I don't know. But I do want to start measuring people's age in base 11 and doing it based on how many solar cycles you've been alive. Like, I'm in my fourth solar cycle, I think. Yeah. All right. Nerd talk about dinosaurs, I think.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
The T-Rex, known as Stan, is a massive school bus-sized skeleton, and it's up for auction. It's expected to fetch a price of more than $6 million. I know of rich people who spend that on, like, cars. Hear me out. Let's kickstart the funds to buy it and then hire the Mythbuster guys to add motors and animate it. Just in time for Halloween. Language learning software Babbel has hit the 10 million subscriber mark.
Wow, das ist sehr gut.
Subscriptions are way up since lockdowns began, so evidently there is a limit to how much Netflix some people can watch in quarantine. And finally, oh, cool, a dozen more ancient sealed sarcophaguses were just discovered. Sarcophagi? Look, if I had found one of those, say, in February and then opened it, I would probably lie now and say I just found it and that it's totally intact. Because I feel like that's obviously what happened to get us onto the 2020 timeline. Mummy stuff.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Okay, well, thanks for hanging out. I'm going to go back to being mad. Gonna continue being mad. Bye.
This is the end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.